Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is episode 29 from volume 2. Our air date is Thursday, September 19th, 2024. My name is Lee Willie. I am your host. I'm here with my co-host, the lovely and talented.
Porter Peep.
Still keeping me in the chair. She hasn't kicked me out of here yet. Very, very excited tonight. Everybody that we've talked to says we've got to have this man on the show, and we finally got him. Ryan J., welcome to the show.
How you doing, man?
Hey, it's so good to have you here, buddy.
No, I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
You bet. So you're a very popular guy in the music industry, which is cool. You know, you've got all of these folks that we've had on here talking about you. Some good things happen in your career. Tell us a little bit about how you got started. What's been going on to get you to where you are right now?
I mean, it's just. It's been a long, hard grind, you know. Early on, I toured in a metal hardcore band for many, many years, you know, straight out of high school. But then, you know, got back to my country roots, and I've been doing my country roots since like 2012, you know. And it's just been a long, hard grind. But you know, we just been at it for a long time, working hard, and just, you know, finally getting to where we want to be. It's been too many years, but I mean, we're getting there. We're focused, and you know. We're working hard, doing new things, and yeah.
Well, you've got a kind of a soulful sound. It's hard hitting. The songs that you have very strong messages to them. Where does that all come from?
I mean, pretty much. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, if you can describe your songs or describe your music, you know, and like the three words I tell them: bold, sincere, and honest. I mean, I write about my life. And I pretty much don't hold back in that, you know, like, so whether it's good or bad, you're probably going to hear it on a song. So, yeah, I mean, you know, that's where, you know, a lot of the soulfulness and the lyrics come from, you know. And then, you know, I know some of my songs might seem country, but, you know, a lot of my songs have a hard edge to it, a little bit heavy. And that's from my metal background. But, you know, I stay country at my roots, but a little of my heaviness pokes in there once in a while.
That influenced where you are then, too, the heavy metal. How long did you do that?
Oh, so, I mean, going back on it, I grew up, you know, on country music and listening to country music as a young kid, you know, with my father. You know, once I turned 16, I kind of rebelled against him, and, you know, you just wanted to be a teenager. So I got my first guitar, and I started playing in a metal band and, you know, just playing the heavy music. And then, you know, I was doing that for a couple of years. And next thing you know, I was graduated out of high school. And then I toured playing in a hardcore metal band, you know, all the way from 18 years old, all the way to about 22, 23, about 4 or 5 years out of high school. I toured East Coast, all through Canada, Midwest. I mean, we did a lot of touring. So did that for many, many years. So probably about 6 to 8 years altogether, I'd say.
And if you're going to rebel, I'm certain that's something that didn't make Dad feel good.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, yeah. But no, he's happy now, though. He's happy now. Back to the roots. Back to the basics.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of songs queued up for you tonight. The first one is I Know. And I got to back up a little bit further. So last weekend, Quarter Peep and I had a rare weekend where we didn't have a whole lot going on.
True.
And we sat down in the little sports bar man cave that I've got here and flipped on YouTube. And we started going through some of the folks that we've got on the show and wanted to see what they've got out there. We went on YouTube, looked up Ryan J, and we had a ball watching all of your videos. You've got some great stuff out there. It's fun to watch. It's inspiring. And the message that you've got with your songs, I think, resonates with a lot of folks that are out there. What has it been like to produce that? Well, the music, number one, but the videos, I think, do more justice to the music than most that we see.
Yeah, you know, When I write my songs and we're about to release them and put them out there, I want to really bring that visual of like kind of what I'm thinking and what it means, and then as of lately, my wife is a big creative influence on those videos. She comes up with a lot of great ideas, like Insane. We did that in the insane asylum. I know locations everywhere, but she's like, you really need to do that in an insane asylum. I'm going to get a hold of Eloise right now. And that's how that happened. And
one was awesome. I enjoyed that immensely.
Yeah. All of a sudden you're playing instruments and then you're not. And it's like, get it.
And we wanted to kind of draw, we wanted to seem like we're crazy in the video. Right.
Yeah.
My bass player, Bill Harris, he had that idea of the switching on and off of the instruments. And that was a team effort. We all put a lot into it and a lot of, focus into it. And, we want to make it entertaining, but we wanted to also, show emotion, I guess, or show what it's about or show what we're thinking, whether it's, crazy or not, so.
Well, and I'm sure it's part of the intention of what you're doing, but we felt like we knew you. After watching all these videos and hearing the songs, we felt like, this guy's relatable.
Oh, I appreciate that big time. No, that means a lot. I want to relate to people out there. That's the whole point of music is for people to relate to you and feel something and heal or whatever that may be. And I got, a lot of songs about a lot of different topics. So, I pretty much hit it, I think, wide across the board,
Do you find yourself in the process that I've got this part of my life that's going on right now. I want to share it. Or is it, I've gathered all the experiences of my life and I want to take them segment by segment. Is there a piece of that that happens?
Some of it's segment by segment, but some of it's, right out of nowhere, we're rehearsing right now for already 2025 shows and, some stuff is planned, but some stuff ain't, and I've always known to, go a little bit off the beaten path, so hard saying not knowing, sometimes with what I do.
For sure. Sure. Yep. Sorry about that. We will edit that buttons. Out. I pushed the wrong button there.
All good. All good.
Yeah. It is what it is. So we'll go back to it here. So the first one that we've got queued up for you here tonight, Ryan, is, I Know. Tell us a little bit about this song.
I Know. We've been playing that, about 2 years now. It's going on our record that we're recording right now in the studio. That song's just about pretty much the temptations in life overall. But, for me personally, I'm in the music scene. There's a lot of partying, a lot of drinking, people smoke, all that stuff. So it's like, it's about riding that line, and all the temptations and the industry and everything and trying to ride that line and, be conscious of that and, being able to take care of yourself at the same time and reel it back a little bit. So that's kind of what that one's about.
I wanted to kind of bring this up as we were talking about the next song, which is Blame It on the Jack. But you've done a lot in the video that's Blame It with the Jack. We'll talk about that here too. But you talk in your preface, everything that's online and so forth, about your newfound sobriety. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
It's 8 months now, 8 months plus by the time this podcast comes out.
Yeah, I know.
I'm getting that it was difficult to get over that, but you're finding now that it's really enhancing everything for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was. It was difficult, for a while to try to, find the boundary and, all that stuff. And they're really, it's just, it's hard. Everybody's partying, everybody's drinking. It's acceptable. It's almost at one point, it was weird if you didn't kind of drink, So you're always just,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's just it's tough. But I've just even gotten getting to respect alcohol and just have 3 or 4 beers after a show or with the boys, it still gives me anxiety. It makes me feel like crap the next thing. It's just not worth it. I'm trying to do a bunch of big things, climb mountains, and I don't got time to feel like crap. So at this point in my life, I'm over it. I don't even think about it. And honestly, it just makes you feel gross, man. So it's just like it's not worth it. And I'm finally to that point mentally, and it feels good.
Good for you. And power to you with doing exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, no,
thank you. Let's give this one a listen. We've got I Know here from Ryan J. Little, you heard the background on the song. You know where this is coming from. And that's the great thing about being able to do this podcast. We hear what the background is to the song. I think this is going to mean a little more to all of our listeners.
I think so. Yeah.
I know, Ryan J.
I blame it on the whiskey. I blame it on the smoke. I'm giving up all my bad habits after this one last toke. I can't believe I did it again. I don't know where the story's going or how it ends, but I know it's time for a change. I can't keep living on the edge and living life this way. And I know I gotta figure out. Most would die for what I have, but what I have is a lot dealt. Yeah, I know. Tell me how to quit. You don't know half of what I've been through, and I'm sick of all you. Yeah, I know it's been hard on you to watch all the pain and suffering that I went through. Yeah, I know it's time for a change. I can't keep living on the edge of living life this way. And I know I gotta figure out. Most would die for what I have, but what I have is a lot dealt. Yeah, I know. Tell me I know.
I know from Ryan J. Ryan, great tune. And I got to believe, is it therapeutic for you to write about this? Does it help the situation for you?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's why I write songs in general, man. It helps a lot for me in a lot of areas. So all my struggles, all the things I go to, whether it's good or bad, man, just writing about it, man, it helps big time.
Well, I know in everybody we've talked to, and as I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, you have a lot of respect around the industry. There's a lot of folks that think very, very highly of Ryan J. Do they respect you in that sense? And I don't mean to dwell on all of this, but do they respect you in that sense when you're out on the road?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we get a lot of respect and love everywhere. Just with that, people recognize on the Detroit country clothing brand, all that, and it's it means a lot. I mean, people just it's incredible, you know, just to see people's response and what they think and having my back, man. It means the world. So,
well, you definitely have that. It's been interesting. Of all the folks that we've interviewed, I can't tell you the number of people that have talked about Ryan J. So you certainly have that in the industry.
That means a lot, big time.
Well, tell me a little bit about your creative process. When you're sitting down to write a song, now we've talked about some of the things that have influenced these last several, but what do you do? What's the process for you?
You know, it's always different. You know, sometimes I have a riff, you know, and I marinate on it for a while, and I'll think with, you know, lyrics casually with it. You know, but sometimes I'm doing my thing, driving in the shower, whatever, man, and I'll come up with a melody and, you know, the lyrics and at the same time, and I'll hurry up, pop out of the shower, whatever, you know, grab my guitar, write it, you know, so it kind of, whenever it hits, man, it's kind of sporadic, you know. Some us musicians, man, we have wild minds, so it's we all work differently but kind of the same, if you know what I mean. But yeah, man, it's just it's all different.
We get that.
For some reason, when you say, you know, you get this little you know, rhythm in your mind or a lyric, it sounds like you get a little shower and your wife is probably going, what's wrong? And you're probably like, hey.
I'll be like rushing to my phone to like record it, or it happens.
It's interesting to hear you say that, and it seems to be a common theme with the folks that we talk to. Sometimes there's a song that you can put down in 5 minutes,
yeah.
And sometimes there's a song that it might take years to perfect it.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. You know, some songs come quick and punchy and they're done, and some songs, you know, you sit on, and that goes with myself. You know, it just depends what I'm going through. You know, pretty much what I want to say pops in my mind and it just goes. So it's, that's kind of how that happens.
Doing, has certainly gotten recognized for, I think this is your second year in a row, if I'm not mistaken. You're part of the Josie Awards.
Yeah. Last year was with, I had my old side project Whiskey Sons. That was like country with a little bit of hip hop in it. You know, I was asked to join a group, and my buddy Naughty Northern, we didn't do any shows, just really, we recorded some songs, but you know, he ended up, you know, putting in for us and we ended up getting submitted that way. So, that was cool. I was part of it for that, but this is my first year being submitted, you know, completely solo. And,
this is you.
Yeah. This is big, you know, very honored, very excited. And, we can't wait to get down there.
Well, we're fired up because we're going to have you on with all of the folks that have been on the show here, all of our alumni, so to speak.
From Michigan, yeah.
For a show just ahead of the Josie Awards. And for those of you that are following along, that Josie Award show for independent artists, essentially the Grammys for independent artists, is going to be held on October 27th. We're going to be down there with Ryan Jay and all the folks that have been on this show. Looking forward to that. How's it going to feel for you? I mean, you just kind of hinted a little bit about how special this is. It's you now. What was your feeling when you became aware that this is going to be part of you?
I was just, I'm just taken back, you know, by all these, opportunities and, you know, I'm happy if I get nominated for one thing or whatever, and to get nominated for five, you know, very blown back and taken back by it all. It's pretty surreal and it feels crazy, very honored, and blessed for those situations for sure.
Well, congratulations. We're certainly looking forward to seeing you down there. We're certainly looking forward to talking to you about it. And believe me, you will hear me yell when that award is awarded. You will know, hey, C. Willie's right there.
Yeah, four people.
I appreciate it, man. That means a lot. That means a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So he's like over 6 foot, by the way. So those that are listening, C. Willie is like, 6'2" and a half, I think, with shoes on.
You won't just hear me. You'll see.
And I'm short. So quarter peep. So you'll see like this large figure, and then you'll see this little figure.
I'll look out for it.
All right, buddy. Hey, the next song that we've got queued up is so much fun, but tells such a serious story. This is Blame It on the Jack, and this was just recently released, as was the video for this. And what's kind of cool to me is your video includes one of our alums as well. Glenbrook was in this with you, but your wife was a part of this too. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, honestly, you know, with what this song was about, we wanted to convey, you know, how, you know, much alcohol can actually ruin your life. You know, people that are addicted to it and have a problem, how much it can actually hurt your life, ruin your life. And my wife actually kind of pretty much scripted this video. She had the idea, and, you know, it was kind of weird because she's like, you know, if we get because we were like, you know, should we do it? Should we hire actors and do it? And she's like, well, if you just hire actors and you don't do it and I don't do it, they're not really going to get the point of what you were trying to say. I'm just like, you're kind of right. So she's like, you know, she had the whole idea of, you know, hiring a, you know, kind of an actress or whoever to, you know, do the flirting with me, which was, you know, it's all kind of different for everybody. You know, nobody really wants to do it. We're just trying to do it for the video, you know?
Sure.
We performed with Glenbrook, with Rob Stone at District, you know, a couple months back, and, you know, she seemed cool. We've been talking a little bit about, you know, possibly doing a song in the future, whatever. But I'm just like, you know, for right now, I got this video coming up and would love to have you on it. And she stepped up to the plate and she crushed the part. I'm going to tell you, she might be an actress for sure.
She really did. It's and for those of you that haven't seen it yet, you've got to view this. The video, and I want to talk to you a little more about the video and how it really supports the song, because you're telling a story there and you're dramatically showing us what the devastation of this can be.
Exactly. And that's the point I wanted to convey there and get across. And I think that video does it very, very well. I'm proud of it, you know, and it, you know, at the end of the day, it's to kind of open up maybe somebody that's in a bad shape, similar to like that, and they want to, you know, get help and open their eyes. And maybe, you know, it's out there to, you know, at the end of the day to help somebody, hopefully.
Well, and if you affect one person, you've done the job, you know. That's...
Yeah, but with that song, I don't know if you all checked it out yet. We just dropped the Blame It on the Jack documentary.
Oh, did you? I have not seen that yet. Tell
us about it. We just dropped it Sunday. Not a lot of people know about it, but it's starting to get a big buzz. When you guys get a chance, go check it out. It's in two parts. It's Blame It on the Jack, the documentary, part one and final part. It's about an hour long, and I go very, very, very in depth. I think you guys will enjoy it. Anybody that struggles will enjoy it and find maybe a little bit of help and light in there. And it's an overall really, really good thing. We're trying to push it really hard and heavy. And it won't disappoint. It gets juicy.
Where can we find it?
Right now, just YouTube. So it's on YouTube as we speak. You can go to YouTube and just type in Ryan J. Blame It on the Jack documentary. Or just type in Blame It on the Jack, the documentary. It's part one and final parts, two parts, about an hour long total.
Well, and you know, there's somebody out there that's waiting to see that it's going to make a difference for.
Yeah. I mean, we've been getting pretty steady views on it since Sunday, you know, and all organically, and it's numbers are still going up. It's pretty nice. And people are leaving comments resonating with it, and, you know, strangers just like, so it's already affecting and helping people in a positive way. So, which is really nice to see. So definitely recommend checking it out.
How does that feel from your end, Ryan? You're going through what you're going through. You've done an amazing job in the last 8+ months. And now, you know, you're affecting somebody else. That's gotta feel good.
Yeah. You know, I just want to try to shed a little light and, you know, help people out of the situation. Cause I was bad. Well, I was bad for a lot of years, but then I shaped up a little bit, but, you know, I wasn't good for many years. And, you know, and then finally figuring out how to do it and just be happy and just not worry about shit and move forward and, you know, feel good. And it's really not that hard. You just gotta, I don't know. It's really not that hard. And that's what I'm just trying to convey there is, like, if there's a lot better things and other things you can do, and it's really not that bad. And, you know, I'm not going to, I know Rob Stone, he don't drink. And I'm not going to lie, once in a while, if it's a hot day, you know, they make the non-alcoholic, Athletic Lights, the non-alcoholic Coronas now. So once in a while, me and the wife don't drink anymore. Once in a while, though, if it's a hot summer day, you know, we'll have a non-alcoholic beer on patio. And it's no big. And you know what? It satisfies the craving of anything, which we don't even really crave, but it just gives you that cold beer feel. You only want one or two, and it's no big deal. And, you know, there's ways around it, and it's really not that hard at the end of the day.
I think I can speak for a quarter peep. We can completely relate. We know exactly what you're talking about. We've both been through things, and we know where you are. We know what's going on with it, and very much respect what you're doing. And I know everybody that's listening to us out there feels the same way.
No, I appreciate y'all big time. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's just to shed a little light. And, you know, if people are having a hard time figuring out, maybe there's a way I can help them. Because I had a real hard time figuring out for a while. But once I finally figured it out, wasn't that bad. Wasn't that hard. And now it's not even a thing, and I don't even worry about it.
There you go. We appreciate that, buddy. Yeah, so let's listen to the song that kind of brought this about. This is Blame It on the Jack, Ryan J.
Yeah, she left me. I don't think she's coming back. I can't remember what the hell I did or remember the fix. So I think I
Truly powerful song, Ryan J, Blame It on the Jack. And I got to say to folks, don't sell yourself short listening just to the music. Go watch the video. Ryan J, I got to know too, though, who paid the insurance bill after the video was done?
Nah, man, I got a great media team behind me, and we got all that stuff off of Marketplace really cheap. So we set it up in an old office and stuff like that. So it really wasn't that big of a deal. But you don't know how many times I've been asked that so far.
I bet. Yeah. I just don't want to be a piece of furniture around you. That's all. No, but seriously, though, folks, it is a powerful song, as you just heard, and it's an even more powerful video. And we're thankful to Ryan J that he's affecting people the way he is. It's good. It's good stuff. What's on the horizon for you, buddy? What do you have going? What's in the works right now?
You know, we got a lot of irons in the fire, as they say. One of our biggest things is we got a big show announcement coming up. It's kind of dual purpose. I can't give too much away, but it's coming in October, and it has something to do with the Detroit Country Store a little bit. So I can leak that out for now, but we do have a show announcement coming very, very soon.
Well, maybe when we talk about the Josie Awards show in October, maybe we can talk about it then.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. But yeah, we have a big show coming up there. But other than that, the main focus is finishing the album. We're finishing our full-length debut record, and we're going to drop it in 2025. It's pretty much wrapped up now. We don't want to rush anything. We're waiting for the right timing, and it's almost here. So,
all right. Well, you got to make sure you keep us in mind and let us know when all that comes out. We would love to do nothing more than to help promote you. And
that'd be great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Where do people find you, Ryan? Social media pieces like that?
Yeah, you can do Facebook, Instagram, all of the social media across the board. It's at Ryan J Country, so at Ryan J Y Country, YouTube, all that stuff. So, and then also, of course, on all the streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, anywhere you can find music, I'm at, put it that way.
All right. And we appreciate that very much. It's absolutely been a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. Quarter Peep, what do we got next week?
Yeah, so next week we have Tyler Roy.
We're looking forward to that. Tyler's seems excited about being here. We're excited to have him here, too. We were excited about tonight's show. I think that may be a wrap on it. I'd like to thank one more time, Ryan J., thank you so much for being on the show.
I appreciate you all so much. It means a lot. Thank you for thinking of me, and I hope to see you guys and work together in the future. But it's coming in October, so I should be talking to y'all soon.
We certainly will. We certainly will.
Thank you.
For all of you out there listening in podcast land, don't forget to follow us on Spotify or wherever you're getting your podcasts. We're on a number of different platforms. If you listen to podcasts, you can probably find us. We want to hear from you. What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? Where can we find more artists like Ryan J? Drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And if you want to know what we're doing, where we're going, and maybe hook yourself up with some of our merch, vehiclecitysound.com. You can find us there. We really appreciate having Ryan J on the show tonight. Everybody, be good.